All right, we are getting very close to the fifth year anniversary of BKFC's kickoff, and very, very happy to be talking to an individual who was on that event. Also, someone who's a veteran of many circuits like Strikeforce, Bellator, UFC. Happy to be talking to Esteban Payan today. How's your day going so far, man?
It's good. I get home around 3:30 and just a bit by like 4:35. And now I'm back up and about ready again.
And you said you're getting ready to train a bit later on there. Like, I'm kind of wondering, because it seems like you've been active in the gloved boxing a bit lately. Is that, like, kind of the next target, like, for the next competition there?
Well, no. I do everything. I said, like, when I first started competing, I used to just go everywhere and just spar everybody and do everything. That's what got me into fighting. I like fighting. I don't like MMA. I don't care for, like, just the art. I just like the fighting. Like, and then it's a thinking man game. Like, it's all about acting and reacting. There is no choreography move like everyone does. Like, it just act and react.
Yeah, it seems like there's been a lot of, like, firsts in your career, though. Like I was saying, you were on the first BKFC. I also thought it was cool that you were on the first ever Bellator event. You got the win over Luis Palomino there. What are your recollections of that?
You said the first thing you said is BKFC, and then my first win in Bellator was over Palomino, and Palomino is the BKFC champion.
Yeah.
And I killed him again. And that's what happened in that fight. Everyone just coming that fight was horrible, and I'm just like, watching my dude, I outboxed the shit out of him. I was just like the cleaner striker and everything. And then, but that's what happened. Like, so you saw Johnny Hendricks, right? Remember Johnny Hendricks?
Oh, yeah.
Remember his fast fucking, how he just shot up into the fucking, he was a star, became champion. But that's the thing, like, it's how it happens with every fighter. Like I said, like, same with me. I became this fucking phenom out here in Arizona. Everyone was afraid of me. Like, I said, like, 2-3 people drop out in one fight, like, every fucking time I have a fight out here. Everyone became afraid of me. And I just trained myself, like, yeah, I was at Arizona Combat Sports, but they didn't train me. They just used me as a spar and dumped me to fight, to spar everyone, helped me get ready for fights. I would get round robin on by, like, Bader, CV, Varner, like, all these fucking UFC fighters. And here I was just some fucking little-ass Mexican, just our American fucking Mexican American beating people up. People just thought I was crazy. And that's where I learned to fight. Just fucking growing up in the fucking hood, just fighting. Like, you talk shit, I have to fight you.
Well, it's kind of interesting. It kind of leads into, like, one of the first, like, bare-knuckle specific questions there, because, like, I kind of wanted to gauge some people's feelings initially, thoughts on, like, initially getting that offer, like, in mid-2018, obviously bare knuckle wasn't, you know, much of a thing in terms of people being aware of it domestically.
Yeah, you know, I'll cover a lot of that, like, shit, they're horrible. Like, they don't give a shit about fire. Like, I remember when I was watching them talk about, like, oh, fire pay, we're paying paid fans that so much money. And I'm thinking, like, do you want to know what those motherfuckers, they called me, like, last year. And they offered me, like, $1,500 a fight. And I'm like, dude, are you fucking kidding me? Like, you guys are like, fuck, I was the first show. Not only that, I was, like, one of the fucking main people on their fucking little card, dude, or the television, the Vice program that they had. I was, like, one of the main guys on there. And then I put on a show for everybody. My fight was entertaining. It was good. I knocked him out quick, but it was good. But it just, I'm not a fan of Feldman. I can't stand that guy. That guy's a turd.
Well, that kind of, like, covers a question that I wanted to ask, because I did find it curious you haven't really been, like, competing in bare knuckle, because you were so exciting in that initial fight. Like, when did that bout offer come your way, like, that last one you were talking about?
That one was a few, probably the end of last year. last year, at the end of last year. But it's fucking the matchmaker called me, and I'm just like, I couldn't take it either. My arm was broken. But it was just, they said the matchmaker pay. Like, you're going to try to pay me, like, fucking a couple on. But, like, the first fight I did was with them. That first fight, I made $1,500. That was shit. And then fucking, then he offered me a fight after that one, like another $1,500. I think he bumped it up to like $3,000 after a while. But that was the same thing because I said, I voice what I see and know. I compete in boxing, bare knuckle, like, I do all these things, and that's what people don't understand. Like, yeah, the UFC pay you a lot. Yeah, they do pay you a lot. Because think about it, top-ranked boxing. I fought for top-ranked boxing. They paid me $3,000, that was it. And then when I fought for the UFC, I was at the bottom of the card, and the same thing, too. They paid me $10,000. You're not paying for an MMA fight or a boxing fight. You're paying for a Canelo Alvarez fight. You're paying for a Triple G fight. You know what I mean? They become stars. But the UFC, what they do is, yeah, you watch a UFC card.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Like, it's a little more, like, spread out in terms of, like, the pay in MMA, but it's, like, the top boxing guys kind of get paid, like, those big purses that, like, people will put out there, like a Tyson Fury or a Canelo Alvarez sort of thing.
Well, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's a whole different world because now you're fighting the cream of the crop. Like in boxing, like, a lot of these, they start off at a young age and then they just do it and do it and do it. Like, fuck, dude, like, some of these kids, that's all their lives ever have to have and ever do. Like, in boxing, they have, like, the so-called prospects. But that's, like, okay, Jake Paul. Take Jake Paul for everyone talks shit about Jake Paul. Oh, he's having opponents that he's supposed to beat. I'm like, well, yeah. But because he's popular, that sells the fights. And he gets guys that he's supposed to kill. And he beats the shit out of them. And that's how everybody in boxing starts. Fuck, look at Mike Tyson. He became so popular, and who the fuck did he beat? Can you name me one of those fucking big names he beat? No, because he didn't beat anybody. He beat fucking old-ass Larry Holmes, but come on. Larry Holmes had been fully retired, like, I don't know, I think a few years. Hadn't fought, like, 2-3 years. My whole thing, like, fighting out, like, I enjoy it. But I said, the main thing is, like you said, I'm just trying to relearn what I knew. Because I said, a lot of those dumb trainers just make shit up. And then I would think, like, oh, okay, yeah, this is what it is. Dude, those motherfuckers didn't know shit about fighting. But like you said, like, Bader, CB, Jamie Clark, all of those used to train in Arizona Combat. But here I was just some kid off the ghetto, fucking out of the ghetto, just beating them up. I could beat them up, and I didn't know anything. You didn't know anything, but that's the story. I grew up fighting. Like, I liked fighting. I was a kid. I remember I used to, well, not a kid, but when I became a teenager, once I was a teenager, I just became attracted to the boxing and everything. I used to do the whole, like, you know, we would sit in the front yard with just boxing gloves, and we'd all just beat the shit out of each other. I had friends come over, and we'd box. And then even when I was in the military too, I would get bored, and as I started doing jiu-jitsu, like, this guy, he's like, showed up then to the jiu-jitsu gym, and he's like, oh yeah, there's boxing around the corner, and then I went and tried that. I went and it was like Monday or Tuesday, and then I fought fucking Friday, Saturday. Showed up to the gym, but that's like, because I remember when I showed up, the trainer was like, oh, what do you want to do? You want to get in shape? You want to just have a six pack? I'm like, dude, like, I already got a six pack. Like, fucking, I'm looking at, like, all his guys, and I'm like, I just want to fight. Like, that's all I want to do. I just want to fight. It just kills time. Like, it entertains me. And I said that I fought that weekend. But the thing, too, they say, like, when I showed up to that gym, like, or even just fighting, it's all boxing. It's a game from the fucking start. Like, it's all a game because it doesn't matter where you're at. Like, everyone plays by those same fucking rules. like, especially in the amateurs. The amateurs, they'll match up who they want to win. And then their first fight will be an easy fight. Second fight, you know, then it starts, okay, now the ASK is competitive. Because, but the first thing they try to do is weed out the fucking weaker guys. Fuck, dude, the last time I did a boxing fight, so I show up. Well, first off, I was fighting at 160, and I was like, yeah, I'll move up in weight. And then I was like, okay, like, well, we have this guy, and like, okay, 175, like, I show up 175, I show up on weight. And then fucking, the morning of the fight, they're like, hey, he can't make weight, so the fight's at 180. I'm like, well, how much more money are you going to give me? So like, oh, well, he's already paying like $2,000 for the fight. He's got to pay for your ticket to fly out here. He's got to pay to fucking, he's got to pay for my purse. So the guy, you know, the other thing he's making is if he sells any tickets. That's the only way he's making any money. And then fucking, then they're like, oh, so I'm like, I'm very fucking, I missed work. Like, I'm not going to fucking miss out on this money too now, you know what I mean? Like, I still got to live. And fucking, so I just take the fight still. And then they're like, fuck, I'll send you a picture. I'll post it, dude. The guy was fucking like probably over 200 pounds. I show up at like 170, or no, how much did I weigh? Like, I think I might have been like, I might have been underweight still. Like, might have been like 172, 170, like, you know what I mean? I was still small. But that was just that much I weighed. I didn't have to cut any weight, you know what I mean? And the fight was at 175, and this motherfucker, the next day he's like 200 pounds. Like, but the thing is, like, he was landing some punches, but I wasn't even getting hurt. But that's something they don't get. Like, because of the way they match people, they think that I'm like that lower level guy because they stopped the fight. And I'm like, I look at the ref, I'm like, what did you stop it for? Like, yeah, he was hitting me, but that's why they said to keep your hands up. You know what I mean? He's just like punching and punching and punching. No, even one of the fights I did before that, one of the boxing fights, I beat the guy. Everyone knew I beat the guy. He threw all his punches, and he couldn't hit me. And then fucking, they gave him the unanimous decision, and I'm just like, are you fucking kidding me? Because then when I would hit him, I would just back that motherfucker up. He'd just start running from me. But it's all a game. It's not about what you know, it's who you know in this shit.
Yeah, for sure. I get what you're saying. A lot of politics in the fight game, as you outlined. And yeah, I mean, there unfortunately is a lot of that.
Everything I hate on Jake Paul, but he's doing everything, he's doing what Mike Tyson did. What Mike Tyson made a living off of doing. And I tell you, one of the main reasons why you guys don't hate Jake Paul, they're like, why? Like, because he's fucking white. You guys are all racist as fuck. Like, everyone's talking about white people are racist against black people, and they're racist against this and that. Like, dude, everyone's racist against poor white people. I feel so bad for you guys. You guys are like the evil stepbrother that fucking no one likes. But the world is fucked up because of stupid shit like that.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. I mean, in the sense of, you know, it can be a curious landscape, like, with, like, the whole boxing learning curve. Like, I mean, a lot of other boxers do that as well, like, fight opponents and kind of build their way up. And, you know, they're supposed to beat them, as you were talking about. But I'm curious, like, when in the summer of 2018, when you initially got that bare-knuckle offer, like, you talk about how fun combat sports is and stuff like that. Was the excitement really there when you got the bout offer? Like, oh, this could be cool, something new.
Yeah, I just said, oh, shit, I'm gonna try this thing. I grew up fighting. I was just the guy in my neighborhood. I was known for fighting. I never knew I could fight. And just that was all bare knuckle.
Yeah, and it seemed like a cool one in the sense of, like, it had been, you know, quite a while, like around, like, over a century since, like, a bare knuckle event had happened before. Did it kind of resonate like that? Like, it'd be a historically significant thing? Like,
I had been one because bare knuckle, like, people act like it's something brand new. Like, no, it had been going on for fucking years already. You had that BKB that was already fighting. They offered me a fight to BKB. Like, I said, BKFC, like, they're not the first bare knuckle thing. There was fucking bare knuckle events going on before that.
Yeah, I guess just
a fucking turd who's trying to sell itself. I have to say the same thing with NBA. Like, Vibe, like, I remember when he tried to say that one shit, but I remember who was in the fight. Oh, we're going to dock his pay. That's not how we get down in BKFC. He's like, motherfucker, you don't get down. You just sit there behind the fucking TV and just fucking try to make your name BBKFC. He ain't shit. Fuck, how old is that guy? Like, fucking 40, 40 late 40s, early 50s? I don't know how old he is, but it's hard to never done anything, but they try to sell their name. Like, that's all he's doing is just selling his name. And he ain't shit.
Yeah, I guess I meant in the event context, like in America. Like, you're right, BKB has very much done a lot of great events in the UK and have been doing it for a while. So, yeah, that is true.
Fuck! Think about UFC, the first UFC. That was bare knuckle.
Yeah, for sure. And there is some bare knuckle MMA nowadays, too. Like, I know Jorge Masvidal's promotion does that.
There's shit going on all the time. They're not some fucking guys. Like, they don't have all these backers. Like, they still do their... There's all kinds of fun all over the world. It's just... These people try to sell it because they want it to be their stamp. Oh, yeah, we don't... They just like, no, you didn't.
And I'm kind of curious, like, your last bare knuckle fight was under that Valor BK banner. Do you see yourself competing in bare knuckle again before the career is done, or is it just a matter of the right offer coming your way?
It's just a matter of, like, with the right people. Yeah, was one thing that I've learned, like, how fucking shady and scumbag people are. Like, that Valor attending to this, there's some fucking shady ass guy started trying to talk shit. Cause, like, me and the guy that I fought, we started talking shit back and forth. Then he started getting on there. Like, they're starting trying to back that fucking the kid I fought. I'm just like, man, fuck you. Like, I'm like, dude, why don't you fucking fight before you start kind of talking? They all, oh, I did fight. And then they showed me his fucking MMA record. It's like 4-1 or some shit. And it's like, dude, congratulations. You fucking were one of those same guys doing the same thing in MMA that they all do in boxing. You're just fighting guys you're supposed to be. And I said, you ain't shit. Because he's starting to get mildly with me, talking about, like, oh, yeah, I know about family. Dude, you know shit. You just fucking, not a little pussy that fucking handpicked opponents, and then you fucking had to step up, and yeah, you learned that, yeah, this ain't for me.
Yeah, for sure. And just, you know, like, I'm kind of curious, like, because, like, with the whole bare knuckle thing, people always think of, like, say, like, John L. Sullivan, you know, Jake Kilrain, a lot of those guys from back in the day. Were you kind of thinking about that leading into the bare knuckle fight a little bit? Like, oh, this is kind of cool. I get to, like, get a throwback.
That's our fight. I hope this is going to be fun. Let's fight.
Yeah, no, I mean, the gamesmanship definitely comes through.
When I thought about BKFC, I was thinking about the movie Gladiator with Cuba Gooding Jr. That's what I was thinking about. Like, I was just thinking about all the boxers, like, all the old school guys. I was like, oh, shit, this could be fun. Like, I remember watching the movie. And that was the same thing I did, like, with my, like, watching my Valor fight. When I fought E.J. Smith, same thing with that movie. I just did the same shit in Gladiator that he does. Yeah. And fucking, like, if you watch E.J. Smith's hands, are just swollen as fuck. And that's what I was telling the fucking, I was saying, how are you going to fucking give him the win? Like, he couldn't even hit me. And the only time he hit me was in the forehead. And I said, you can't really score boxing, bare knuckle boxing, the same way as boxing. Because when you hit someone in the forehead and bare knuckle, guess what happens? If I go back and watch the fight, you'll see how swollen his hands were and how it was hurting him just to try to hit me.
Yeah, you touch on...
Some people were like, oh, dude, you just have really tough skin. I'm like, no, my boy, he's not punching me. He's punching me in the forehead. Hardest part of the body. Well, I'll do that in the jaw.
Yeah, you talk about some of the distinct differences, though, between bare knuckle and, you know, gloved boxing and stuff like that. I'm kind of curious, like, what was the feeling you had in the first bare knuckle fight, like, landing that first punch? Like, was it, like, a well-placed, kind of, like, soft spot kind of shot, or was it?
Like, if you feel the punch, you're probably going to break your fucking hand. You don't want to feel like you shouldn't feel it, because they said if you feel it, that means you're fucking doing it wrong.
And I feel like I know the answer to this. I feel like you kind of touched on it a bit before with, like, the mindset. But what were the feelings, like, pulling up to the arena on fight day? Like, almost like a gladiator sort of mentality there?
No, I just don't give a shit. I just, in my own world, do my own thing. Like, it's so crazy. Oh, my God. Like, I tell people, hi, how you doing? Like, but it's nothing. It's just like showing up to work, like. You just get to work and do your thing. Do what you gotta do.
So, did you feel any kind of, like, I mean, it seemed like you were composed with the whole thing, but, what, like, with the vibe backstage, was there any kind of, like, distinct feeling in that sense? Like, it's, like, a new kind of thing for some people. Did it feel...
I've already had, like, so many fights before I even did that. Like, that's one thing. Like, I remember even when I went to, I remember the first time I went to Iraq... Same thing too. Like they did an interview with me for the news because I was just sitting there laughing and like I was just doing my own thing, having my own fucking time, like getting ready to fucking deploy. And then one of the reporters comes up to me and she's like, "If you want to interview me?" She's like, "Dude, like you're so relaxed. Like, well, why is that? Everyone else looks like stressed." And I'm like, "Well, this is what I signed up to do, isn't it? Like, I joined the military. I thought we were going to war, so that's what I joined. Same shit with fighting, like." Why would I be nervous? This is what I fucking signed up to do. This is what I wanted to do. But now to say, like, they're making me do it, that's different. I mean, no, I have the choice. Free will.
And again, another one I feel like I almost know the answer to, but feel like I should pose it all the same. Like, was the camp unique at all for, like, the bare-knuckle boxing effort as opposed to, say, boxing? Or...
I have my own gym. I just trained at my own gym. But the thing that fucked me up with that is I had this one that he used to spar with, this other fucking boxer. And he used to come spar with me. But then he didn't tell me, give me any advice or anything. He used to just come and I would beat the shit out of him. And then he started giving me all these tips. And I'm like, okay, I better listen to this guy because he's got experience. He's got so many boxing fights. But that was the thing. He was a fucking bum. Like, he even lost to some guy I beat in MMA. Like, he was not the favorite at all. And he was the favorite. And he got fucking embarrassed. He got lost to that guy. Then he started giving me all these tips about what I need to do and this and that. And it just started making me worse and worse and worse. And that's the point where I understood, I'm like, why the fuck are you taking advice from this idiot who couldn't even beat the guy that you beat? But he sold a lot of tickets, so they would bring opponents in for him to win. So that's it, the whole game of boxing. But that's what I say. You don't play boxing, you pay boxing. So you gotta pay for it out of your pocket, or you pay for it with your ass. Because you can get hurt. I'm not talking about literally your ass, so don't be thinking like that now. But fucking, like I said, you get beat up, you get bumps and bruises, where you gotta learn. That's what I tell you, the whole thing, I'm trying to fight next month in boxing out here in Arizona, and this fucking guy, he wasn't even sitting there, he used to do MMA, and I say, oh, your record's horrible, dude, you're 2-0 against who? You never stood up at any of the competition I have, I'm gonna fucking kill you, I'm gonna fuck you up, watch, I'm gonna fucking kill this guy, oh my god, it was a fluke, because his other fights where he won, he beats these guys. My dude, like, you were never shit in MMA, and I'm going to show you how you ain't shit in boxing.
Yeah, well, I mean, such a wealth of experience you have, as you were talking about. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how all of that, you know, pans out there for sure. But just talking about the actual, you know, performance he ended up having in the, you know, co-main event, and everything, you got the first round knockout over Omar Avalar. Like, how did all of that feel? I imagine that was like the ideal kind of outcome. You get it just like not quite a buzzer beater, but like a few seconds before. Like, what was your assessment of the performance?
I just wanted to beat the shit out of him. I said, dude, did you see how much bigger I look compared to that guy?
Yeah, there was a distinct difference.
He was overweight. Yeah. He came in 10 pounds overweight. I was underweight. And I was still bigger than him. That's that whole thing. Quality over quantity. He was probably still fatter than me. But it's the same thing. I tell everybody, I'm fucking... That saying, I'm built different. Yes, I'm built different because I've built myself different. I don't believe in it. When I was at that fucking shitty-ass gym, Arizona Combat Sport, I used to fucking beat the shit out of everybody. And then they were telling me what I was doing wrong. I was beating the shit out of Bader, CB, Var, like, all the UFC. Fuck, I made Carlos Condit. I remember I made him fucking start crying and fucking pissed off because here I am, this kid who doesn't know nothing, just beating the shit out of him. But they said, I'm just stupid, and then I started thinking about that whole thing, like, oh yeah, you don't question sensei. And that's what I tell you right now. Who fucking made that saying up? Don't ever question sensei. Probably some fucking dumbass sensei. Half the fuck, I told you, John Hendricks, was a steel killer. Loses, fucking starts with his trainers, and becomes a fucking nobody. And then that's the thing I tell you, what the fuck happened with those trainers? They weren't shit. Johnny was good.
Yeah, so whereabouts are you training now? Like, obviously, Arizona Combat doesn't seem like it's the space you'd be getting in work at. So where are you training now?
I have my own gym.
Whereabouts is that based?
In Tempe, out here in Arizona.
Okay.
But it's just a little boxing gym, and then I have this. I go spar with one of my buddies because he has the title gym. And then I have this little guy who pays me to come in to spar me, and pays me just because they understand, like, all the experience I have. Like I said, I have all the experience because I have the balls to fucking fight anybody. Like, people call me, hey, do you want to fight? I'm like, eh, okay, I'll show up. Fuck you. In Arizona, last year, I got called fucking, I took two fights like within a month of each other. I probably had like three fights in like 2 months. And I show up, the first fight they call me two days prior to the event, so fucking 48 hours before the event. You feel me? The guy doesn't hit me, and then even after the fight, the guy's like, dude, like, you hit hard. I was like, well, you never hit me, so I couldn't tell you how hard you hit. But they gave him the decision because, same thing, like, well, I was on this type of, like, you ever hear how people talk about, oh, Mayweather paid to have the fights. He paid to bring certain judges. Well, yeah, he paid to have judges that understand how to score boxing. Like, as fuck, I used to be dumb too, like, where I thought, well, why don't I? He beat me with it because he threw more punches. Like, well, yeah, he threw a lot of punches, but if you notice, like, every one of them hit his fucking gloves. And that's the same way to tell you, keep your hands up. And yeah, Mayweather did that. He kept his hands up. And I said, he fucking schooled my Donna.
Yeah, stark differences between the first, you know, fight and the second fight, for sure. I get what you mean in that sense. Like, sometimes the perceptions people have with, like, what's landing and what's not landing. But I guess I'm also kind of curious, like, I mean, you seem like a locked in focused guy, so maybe you weren't noticing some of the other fights that night, but did any moments from that first BKFC stand out to you, like any other fights, like maybe Arnold Adams main event win? I know Tony Lopez and Joey Beltran fought, just a lot of big names on the card. Was there any, like, moment from the card other than your fight that you recall?
No, like I said, I didn't think any of them were really that good. But like I said, like, it's basically, they were all a lot of bar fights. Like, that's what I said. Well, if you got to think about it, people don't understand fighting. Like I said, like, everyone was like, oh, dude, you're like a bull just rushing forward. Like, no, I did not rush forward. If you watch, I boxed. And that's the thing, like, with all those other fights, a lot of those were just, like, fucking bar fights. A lot of them were just dumb bar fights. There was, like, no high-level skill. They're just brawling. I started listening to two people who believe in that same mentality of doing that same dumb shit. Like, they want entertainment. No, you don't want entertainment. You just want two guys to go out there and fucking swing like dumbasses. You don't want skill. You want entertainment. Like I said, dummies fucking... You are rock and talking robots. Just sit and take punches.
Yeah, good to have, like, the fight IQ to it and everything, but I'm curious, like, how you physically felt after the fight. Like, a lot of bare-knuckle fighters talk about their hands being all banged up and things of that nature. Did you have anything like that in the following days?
No, I didn't really have nothing. I think I bruised one of my knuckles a little, but I was fine. I was fucking pinned in the bag, like, 2 days later. I was fucking
yeah, you're right back to it as well. I mean,
like 2 days later after I got back home. But that's what I was telling you earlier. Like, if you feel the punch, you're not punching right. If you feel like, oh yeah, I could feel, no, you don't want to feel the punch.
Yeah, based on how you're talking about like that, it seems like the shot selection would have been on point. But one of the last things I was really curious to talk about too, I noticed you were also part of the first Lethwei fight in the U.S. against LT Nelson. What was that whole experience like? I think that's really cool.
Same thing. Like, it's a shitty promotion. Fucking, I didn't get to spar for that fight. And then like one of the things that I was irritated. I'm like, because I show up to the weigh-ins. And he already weighed in. They didn't weigh him in. I know they didn't weigh him in. Because, you don't fucking start weighing until both fighters are there so they can both watch you on the scales. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they had me fucking weigh in. And then fucking, he was already gone. How fucking shady is that? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that is a little questionable sounding, to say the least.
Yeah. Oh, he already weighed in, and then mother, he's big too. I was like, I didn't care shit though. I still take two, but still fought. And the other bad thing with that fight was I didn't get any sparring or anything before that because the fucking I've dealt with a lot of shit, baby. I had this fucking idiot. His name was Fidel. I had that fight come up, and then he's like, oh, I can't fight. I'm gonna take some time off, and I'm like, this motherfucker. Like, because I had one fight where I had just broke my arm. I think I broke my leg. My tibia was broke. Like, it wasn't break, just like it snapped, so I had to let it heal. And then he calls me one time. He's like, hey, I really need you to help me start sparring. I'm like, hey, boy, I probably got like 2 more months on my leg before it heals. I was like, yeah, but I'll come help you. And then when I had this fight come up, he's like, oh, I'm taking time off. I just, he didn't have anything wrong or hurt or anything. He just doesn't feel like sparring or doing anything. Because he's like, fuck that guy up. But is it because he had a fake ass record? And I told that guy too. I'm like, because I'm just so sick of all the bullshit that was on this fucking fight community. I'm like, fuck it, dude, let's fight. I'll fight you. I remember I told him before I'd fight him. And he's like, no, because you don't get it. You're going to actually fight. Like, because he just wants someone to come in there and doesn't really fucking fight who he's supposed to beat up. And because he knows that I'm really good. And I hit hard. But I used to drop that motherfucker in sparring. And I'd make him quit. Like, I didn't just drop him. Like, okay, I'm done. Like, I remember one time I sparred him. I hit him one fucking time, like, right in the first round. And he's like, okay, I'm done. Like, he couldn't spar no more.
What was the actual, like, I guess, competitive experience like in the vacuum of the fight, though? I just find Lethwei fascinating with, like, the headbutts being allowed and things like that. Like, what was it like actually in the vacuum of the fight, I guess?
It's cool, but one of the things they didn't have were people, they start focusing on that part of it instead of just fighting. Just like I said, fighting, you don't want to choreograph it. You want to act and react. That's what it's all about. Like I said, with that Lethwei fight, like, the bad thing with that fight was, they said, I hadn't sparred, I don't know how many, like, 2, 3, I didn't get sparred for a fucking, the whole fight. I didn't get no sparring at all.
Yeah, I mean, definitely not.
And the same too, like, the shitty ass shit of him weighing in before the fight. I didn't get there. I didn't watch him weighing or anything. Or that he made weight. And that was one of the things too. I noticed how big he was. He's big. Like, I seen his last fight, so he's a lot smaller now. But I think he might be smaller for a little bit. Yeah, he was. But like I said, you would say the same thing. That's shady. How the fuck did you have another fighter get on the scale, but not the other fighter here?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely some hijinks in the combat sports industry behind the scenes. I, you know, even in my small role, I've seen a couple things like that. I can only imagine what, you know, you've seen there. But yeah, hopefully, you know, better days coming. It sounds like you have a fight in the works and stuff like that, though. So that's good, man. But you've been really great with your time, too. And I want to be considerate of your schedule. I don't want to be talking your ear off too much. So to that point, is there maybe anything you want to, like, add as a parting thought as we're wrapping up here, Esteban?
Not really. Just tell other fighters, just, you know, watch out for these fake ass managers and even faker freaking trainers. And the same too, like, when you're learning, like, make sure you're learning from someone with experience. Because like I said, you got a lot of these guys who start becoming boxing trainers, like, Oh, well, I was a fighter. Like, no, you weren't a fighter, motherfucker. You're just some guy who got pawns paid to beat for you to beat them. Well, they didn't sound like that. They get paid, and like, okay, you're going to lose this fight. No, you get pawns brought in that don't really train, that just need to make some money. They just come in, and then you go to town, and you win. They just watch out for guys like that, fucking... I said, like, the fight world, it's shady. It's a shady-ass business. Like I said, when they say you don't play boxing, that's what I told you. You don't play boxing, you pay for boxing.
Yeah, well, definitely good advice to younger fighters. You don't want to get in there with anyone that's going to, you know, be predatory towards you, or a hindrance, at least, in any kind of way. So some great parting thoughts. And
what is that heartbreak? Active movement affects active perception. So if you're actively doing this one thing, that's what you think it is, but it's not, because a lot of these trainers, they've never fought, and they're making all this shit up.
Yeah, very good insights for sure, and yeah, I appreciate you coming on, man. I've been watching you fight for a while now, since like the Bellator and Strikeforce days and all that, so thanks for making some time, and you have a good rest of your day too, Esteban.
All right, you too.